What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. You all know me. Yeah, I just got back from the convention of the ABN in Las Vegas. I had a blast. I would have had even more of a blast if it wasn't for my condition. Yeah, in 2018, I caught an STD. I didn't even know it. So a little piece of 2018, my worst year of my life, a little piece of 2018 came over to 2019. I didn't even fucking know it. Didn't know it at all. At fucking all. I found that out a week before I went to the AVN. I couldn't get rid of my condition in time to do any films. But, you know, I would have had even more of a blast if it wasn't for this. Okay? My condition. So, nope. No alcohol. Can't do it. Not for weeks. It's been days since I came back. I haven't drank anything. I've been sober as a priest on Sunday. Hard for me to sleep. I have to keep myself occupied. I had to go play video games and stuff. I almost bought me a PlayStation, but instead I went to the gun store. I went to go buy some 5.56 rounds, but I wind up walking out with this. It's a Sky CPX-1. I had to buy it. Back when I was a simp and I used to look at a hot bitch, that's the same look I gave this gun. I had to have it. But anyway, I would have had a blast over there even more. Because there are so many girls that wanted to do films with me. I was, you know, since of my condition, I was like, well, you know, do you know any girls that want to do some lesbian scenes? And they're like, well, I do. She mostly does. But everyone here, they seems to want to do some boy-girl scenes. So every girl wanted the D. You know, it kind of got me upset a little bit, you know what I mean? Because what? You know, I should have just tested myself right away. And I know who it was. And I spoke to a lot of people at that at the ABN that were there the same time I was there. They know who I hooked up with. One of the guys that's really close to her told me, yeah, I know what happened. She did a no-no. I was like, she did a no-no. She did a no-no-no. I'll tell you guys later. But I could have had a blast, you know what I mean? So many girls wanted to do a film with me. As a matter of fact, when I was at the red carpet, I was just sitting on the railing, not on the railing, but on a seat. I was just up against the railing with my expensive cigar, my best looking suit, my shades on. I was just smoking away, watching everybody walk. And then these two girls looked up at me and they smiled and waved, and I waved back, and they're like, you look like a guy that would be a movie star in Hollywood. I was like, really? I smiled and just like, really? And they're like, hey, it's like, if we gave you a blowjob, would you buy us a drink? I was like, I would like that, but I don't think you would want that right now, because if I let you do that, you would regret it later. And they're like, what? What is he talking about? I was like, oh, you know, catch my drift. She's all, what? And they just walking away. And I looked at the guy right next to me. I was like, did you see how those girls were talking to me? And he's all, yeah, that was fucking stupid, bro. And he was like, you know what? You caught my drift, right? And he's all, yeah, I caught your drift. Is it curable? I was like, yeah, it is. He's all, good, man. That's good. That's good to hear. But it just goes to show you how girls are these days and why men are turning into MGTOW. This video right here is a prime example of what type of girls to avoid. Those girls were really, really young. Really, really young. I mean, far younger than me. But in this video, I'm going to talk about MGTOW in 2019. I've had a lot of repeat customers since the beginning of the year. And these customers I met maybe three or four times. Replaced their windshields because a lot of them have their own private businesses and stuff. And so they call us all the time because we give them a good deal. There's this one guy that stands out. He's an older guy, probably in his 60s. Real nice guy. He was in love with this Mexican girl, you know what I mean? They've been dating for quite some time. He really loved her and everything, but she winded up fooling around. So he winded up kicking her out of his life and everything. And he mentioned that I was, you know, when I was talking to him about MGTOW and everything, and he's and he's considering doing it. And I meet a lot of people in my job, especially older people, and a lot of them are alone. A lot of them are not widowers or anything like that. They actually went their own way. You know, I mean, this guy that went his own way, that was dating this Mexican girl, yeah, he completely went his own way. He says, I don't want nothing to do with any woman anymore. He's all, I'm too old for this shit. I got plenty of money. There's a lot more things than sex that could satisfy me. I was like, yes. I told him, yeah, me too. I like shooting guns. I like playing video games. I like driving fast cars. I like stuff like that. I mean, I like going on the computer. I like doing adult films. I like filming them, mostly. I don't really like doing them. But, well, yeah. Those are my hobbies. But a lot of guys have went their own way. I've noticed it. I guess more and more we get older, I guess more and more we're going to realize that going our own way is the best way for us men. Really, I'm serious. And I think more and more men should understand this. I believe more and more men are, because my channel has grown, and other MGTOW's channels has grown. Even though I don't like to watch other people's MGTOW's channels, you know what I mean? But I just take a look and see how many subscribers they have, and that's about it. I check the comment sections. I don't really hear what they have to say. But good. Keep it up, guys. We need these younger generations to actually snap. And maybe these women will be decent. Yeah, and I get these older guys, and I met one at the ABN that says, why don't you date older, or why don't you date foreign women? I was like, yeah, I heard that sounds like a good idea, but at the same time, I heard a lot of bad stories about that, about girls just using the guy just to get a green card or whatever, you know, getting her into the country, so this way she can take some of his stuff. I don't know how it works, but I heard some bad stories about it. And he said, if you want to marry a foreign woman, this is what I suggest. I was like, what do you suggest? He's like, I suggest you marry a Russian chick. I was like, I heard some good and bad about that, but I heard a lot of people who have dated him in the adult industry, they wind up leaving them because Russian chicks, I guess they are more traditional, supposedly. You have to open doors for them when you're dating them, but it doesn't last long, and then she'll take care of you forever and ever, and you know, I don't know about that. Still too risky for me. Well, I can't believe kids nowadays. They don't know what MGTOW is. Even these younger generations, like 18-year-olds. I guess they don't like to hear it, because they feel like that... You know, you can still be MGTOW and you can still date. You know that? There's a MGTOW section for that. You know what I mean? Just don't get married. Don't knock up a chick at an early age. You know, when I graduated, people were getting knocked up at age 16, some of them at age 15. And most of the time they would wait till they're 18 because they're so-called an adult. And now since they're adult, they're responsible now. So they do something stupid and get knocked up. You know, and then they screw themselves. The best thing to do is to not have kids, not get married at that age, because there was a couple I knew growing up that were 18 years old. They went and got married right away, and then they all regretted it because they didn't play the field. They realized they didn't play the field enough. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do when you're dating that young, even in college. I mean, come on, build your life first and then get married or do something. But I don't recommend that at all. I just recommend men. Build your life. Date all you want. Don't get married. Don't knock up a chick. Just be alone. That's better. That's even better. But if you're still that little dumbass that wants to have a kid and to have a family, have at it. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. Marriage doesn't work. It really doesn't work. In 2019, it really doesn't work. 2018, I was really, really starting to see it not work. I mean, here's an example. everybody thought that our hometown little hero, she was our hero because she was the first one who defeated Ronda Rousey. I'm talking about Holly Holm. When I found out last year that her and her husband separated, I was shocked because she looked like a girl that would be with her husband forever and ever. And everyone else in our town thought the same way. But you know what? I thought in my head, I was like, you know what? She has a career. This guy might get in the way. You know what? And me and my friends were talking at work. We're like, yeah, her husband might get in the way of her dream. That's probably why she's losing a lot and everything. She's losing focus. I think that's what's going on here. But sure enough, she's filing for divorce. See? There's a prime example right there. Marriage doesn't work, fellas. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Even if the girl is the breadwinner, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Stay away from it. But what I'm seeing in 2019, MGTOW, not only I'm seeing a lot more youngins join it, and a lot of MGTOW channels, you know, growing, as well as mine. I'm going to start doing more and more MGTOW videos, don't worry. But what I'm starting to realize is, when I was at the convention just recently, I'm seeing these younguns, about 21 years old, because you have to be 21 years old or older, but these youngins, they were eyeballing and looking at these sex dolls, and they were checking them out. I mean, God, times have changed. And they were considering buying one. But the ones they were looking at, they were way too overpriced. I mean, there's some along the way that were a lot cheaper, just as nice. But yeah, and then my dad was reading the newspaper, and yes, my dad still reads the newspaper. Yes, in 2019, my dad still reads the newspaper as well, as along with other neighbors, because when I'm driving to work, I still see that big old wad of newspaper on their, you know, on their driveway. But yeah, my dad was telling me, he's like, I'm reading on the paper, and I'm hearing on the news, especially on the paper, that more and more guys are using sex dolls nowadays, and now they're leading up to sex robots? I was like, yeah. I was like, they're actually building a brothel here in New Mexico. I don't know when. But that's what I heard on the radio, that they're going to build a sex robot brothel here. Yeah, seriously. And my dad read that in the paper, and then he says more and more men are not getting married and not having kids. The birth rate went down. I was like, yeah. And it went down even more. I was like, this is the MGTOW of 2019. Now, to keep this up, boys, and to keep these women in line, and to keep them from being unloyal, we need to keep doing this. But, you know what? We don't need to get married anyway. We don't need a loyal woman in our life. We don't need that. She could pretend to be loyal all she wants. And she'd be like, ha 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 ha. I went out with your other MGTOW single guys that wants to be single for the rest of her life. I hooked up with him last night. Ha 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 ha. Yep, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to do it anyway. That's exactly what's going to happen, boys. Man, that didn't last too long, this apple juice. I'm glad I only paid 50 cents for it. God, this is the most sober I've ever been in my frickin' life. God. I can't wait till my condition is gone. I'll get back into action. I can't believe how many girls wanted to do something with me, and they came up to me. God, these girls were beautiful. But anyway, but that is MGTOW of 2019. More and more people are going to sex bots. Yeah, more and more people are just choosing to be single. My dad even read that in the paper. And he saw it on the news. I mean, this is big news, fellas. It's growing. It is. It's really growing. And there are some people that knew me at the convention that knew me by my name because of this channel. And yes, a lot of people are joining the adult industry because they're the type of MGTOW that still wants to, you know, get with women. And which is fine, you know what I mean? That's fine. That's a MGTOW too. You know, you can get with women. There's PUAs and MGTOW and everything. I think a lot of MGTOWs say that PUA should stay away from it. I disagree. You know what I mean? There's still people out there who have that urge to have sex. You know what I mean? That's normal. Okay? That's normal. And I don't have a problem of other people being in the adult industry. I don't have a problem of women still thinking about women, but they still want to stay single and just want to be alone. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that, period. I don't got much to say about this, guys, but I'll be starting to do some more MGTOW videos, but don't expect too much, because I got to get rid of this condition, because my condition comes and goes, but it's almost over. At least I got rid of my nausea and my back pain. That's a start. But I've been sober for almost a week now. It sucks. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.